What's up, and welcome to VH1's Hump or Dump. Put your hands together for your host, Freddie Hobbs.
What's up, y'all? What's up? I'm Freddie Hobbs, and you're watching the only show where one guy gets humped and two losers get dumped. Now let's meet our lucky bachelorette, our Miss Thang in the moment, Amanda Durkel.
So happy to be here, Freddie. Just ended a 6-year relationship, so I'm looking to get slammed by some trash.
All right, well, Amanda, you're here for all the right reasons. Let's meet our potential bays.
What's up, Amanda? My name's Trent Burkett, and I like to work it. I want to send a quick shout-out to my homies at the Hookah Hideout.
Ooh, me likey.
Amanda, I'm Chad Robbins. And when I'm not teaching Zumba, I'm mastering the ancient art of capoeira. Hey, yeah!
Ooh, hachi machi.
Hey, Amanda, I'm Doug, and let's just say it's in everybody's best interest you pick me.
Yikes. You know, Doug, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Who the hell wants flies? I want a woman.
Okay, let's get into it. Amanda, the floor is yours.
Okay, Trent, as the manager of a P.F. Chang's, I'm used to being head bitch. So what do you bring to the table?
Well, Amanda, when you roll with the T-Dog, you're VIP. Helicopters, Hamptons, and half off all entrees at Dave & Buster's.
Ooh la la, that's tempting.
Nah, girl, you pick me, because I'm Twitter verified, and I'll always send you home in an Uber pool.
Ooh, color me intrigued. And Doug?
Let me put this plainly, Amanda. If you don't pick me, I'ma kill myself.
I'm sorry? I don't think I heard you right.
Yeah, you did. I'ma kill myself. I came to win, and I'm putting all my chips on the table.
Hey, come on, man. That's not cool. I mean, you can't put that on her. Look, if you're battling depression right now, we can get you some help.
I'm not depressed. This is a game show. I came to win.
Is he allowed to do this?
No, of course not. Usually our producer, Tina, vets these people.
He seemed cool.
Let's just move on.
Okay. Trent, it's 2 a.m., and I text you, sup. What combo of emojis do you send back?
I'm going peach emoji, eggplant emoji, water squirt, and tongue out.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do if you don't pick me.
That's not the question.
I'm going to drive home, park my Oldsmobile in my garage, tape this hose to my exhaust, roll down my windows and go dark sleep, eternal sleep, just like my daddy and my daddy's daddy before him.
Okay, I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, agreed.
It kind of feels like I have to pick Doug now, or he's gonna kill himself.
Sure am.
Wait, what? No, hold, that's not fair. I'll do it. I'll kill myself, too.
How?
I don't know.
Well, you ain't serious.
Well, look, Amanda, I hate to put you in this position, but you're gonna have to pick somebody. Now, honestly, you do not have to pick Doug. His mental stability is not your responsibility.
Yes, it is.
You don't owe him anything.
Yes, you do.
There's no blood on your hands.
As long as you pick me.
Hey, relax, all right? Now, Amanda, I'm going to need that answer. Will it be Trent? Will it be Chad? Or will it be Doug?
Chad. I choose Chad.
Ooh. Well, what happened here? I gotta do it. I gotta keep my word.
Now, Doug, you don't need to go through with that. You're worth something.
Thanks, man.
Now let's take out that trash!
These losers got dumped!
We'll see you next week on Hump or Dump! Makes it so much better when you know it's Charles Barkley.
Exactly.
Yes. That
was good. Oh my God. I'll never.
Awkward skit, though.
I maintain that Charles Barkley is maybe my favorite host of SNL of all time. Ladies and gentlemen,
he is bold on SNL.
He's funny because he's bad. He's a bad actor, and that makes him hilarious.
He knows it.
It's always fun and games when Charles Barkley's involved. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hump or Dumped. This is welcome to Horse Time on the Podzilla 1985 Network. It's Sunday, and you know what that means.
It's not even close.
Yeah, but it's getting posted a day late, so I couldn't say Saturday. Let me take a sip. My name is Shannon Young.
You gotta do something first, right?
On this longer, so I can actually set up my stupid drawings.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm old fashioned tonight. Here on Horse Time, let me introduce your cast. Starting first off with our game show host, Keenan Hunter Thompson.
I love that terminology, but it also doesn't sound terrible. So what's up, y'all? What's up?
Not staying for long, but we're grateful for every second we have with him. The Kaz Man.
I'm out.
Damn.
Well, that was fast. And then went. That's right.
All right.
He had to go work it.
He lived up to his word. Oh, there he's back.
I'm back briefly. Again. Came back.
Yeah.
But I am actually out.
All right. Bye, Kaz.
Bye, Kaz.
Yeah. Live goodbyes on the show. Lindsay Wolfgang.
I was going to try and have it so people could see what I'm drawing, but my camera cord isn't long enough, so sorry.
You need to go to the math cam.
I don't have a math cam.
Hang up on this locker.
Hang up on this turkey. Cody Sandusky.
When I'm not podcasting, I'm practicing the ancient art of building a standing desk. Hi-ya!
Hachi-machi.
Shit, I can't take it. It was too much. Too much.
And sort of here, Tanner Calvert. He might pop on the video real quick.
Hang up on this turkey. He's going to have a mouthful of chicken, cheese, and rice.
He's at a restaurant. He's at a restaurant right there. He is. Yep. He's
close enough. Nope. He's still working with the chips. He hasn't gotten to that part yet.
I'm going to disable the video on that man if I got to.
Really quick.
I'm pretty sure he has some in his mustache.
Probably.
We want to send a quick rest in peace to Marcos in Cape Girardeau.
Son of a bitch. Oh, saddest news you guys have given me all week.
Yeah,
you came and left so quickly. You left a hole in all of our hearts.
Honestly. It was the last week of the place I cared about in shop next door.
Yeah. That
too. I mean, I used to work for that weed shop. Go pizza.
Did you?
Not at that location. But right. Oh, well, okay.
Good day Barnes bought. Good day Farms.
Barnes.
Bar
goddamn
organic remedies. Sorry, Michaela. Yeah. Okay. Michaela in the live chat says she's never had it. You've never had Marcos, or you've never had Good Day Farms.
You never will.
About to say you showed up to that party a bit too late, my friend.
Dude, I mean,
there are plenty of other We had Marcos when we went to DC last year. The place that we stopped at on the way there in West Virginia.
Born and raised.
Yeah, because it was West Virginia both ways. There was a place that's Philadelphia. Sorry. There was a place in West Virginia we stopped at that had a Marcos. That's where we got our supper that first night.
I say, so Marcos,
they're still out there.
Yeah, there's a chain. It just sucks that,
no longer in Cape. And I have a $10 gift card with them that expires at like the end of March. What the fuck am I going to do? Drive to another city to get a Marcos pizza? No.
That's what I was going to say. I got a lot of reward points that are now not going to be put to use.
Marcos was great pizza for Cape Girardeau, but it's not great pizza to go drive to get one and then come back home.
No, it was perfect going from Scott City to there. And, because Emily works there. We pick it up, we bring it home from Cape.
It's like Casey's. Casey's is really good pizza as long as it's convenient.
We got Casey's in Scott City, and I'm not even willing to pay the prices for it. I might be now. I wasn't when I had Marcos.
the closest Marcos pizza to you is going to be in Belleville, Illinois.
Cool. So let's go to St. Louis. Go near all the other good pizza places that are just across the
river. If you go into St. Louis, there's also some there. There's one in St. Charles. There's a couple in Baldwin, Florissant.
I mean, I might as well, because, again, I've got a $10 gift card. It would suck to go to St. Louis and get Marcos. But...
I mean,
if sometime between now and next week, I got to run up there on Tuesday night.
I'll give you the points, baby. I'll give you the points.
I'll just meet you here with it. Just leave the driveway. We'll be back.
There's also one in Paducah, so if you ever want to get froggy, you can go across two rivers and go to that one. Good.
Well, the next time I'm in Paducah, rivers? Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's like going to Korea and getting a P.F. Chang's.
Now, Cody, are either of these rivers on American soil?
God damn it.
Oh. Cody, answer the question.
No.
So the other
combination of 3 and 5.
That's right. And I wagered Texas with a dollar sign in front of it. So geography is clearly my strong suit. Geography's my passion.
The other sad news, we didn't really talk about it a lot last night. I'm going to get it out of here before the alcohol takes full effect. Is that Akira Toriyama passed away yesterday? We did talk about it on the show.
We did.
Briefly. Yeah. I have I own Gaming Grounds at Cape Girardeau, video game store, you know, for all your gaming needs. And we had a copy of Blue Dragon on 360. I bought it today. Because I don't know when I'll see another copy. Like, it's not super rare, but it's rare enough, you know? And Toriyama did the art for that. Yeah. He did the art for, obviously, Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Dragon Quest. And you could always tell, to Lindsay, especially to you, as a big manga fan and Japanese animation fan, he reminded me a lot of, is it Miyazaki? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
His art style is more angular as far as that goes, but it's definitely a definitive art style. If you think anime or gaming, they might not know his name, but they're going to know his style as far as that goes. And if they are into anything, they're going to know the name.
And the reason I say that is because one of my criticisms of Miyazaki was that all of his characters always look the same in every movie. And so did Toriyama's. If you've ever played...
Oh, yeah, it's...
It's obvious. Yeah, you can tell Toriyama's his art style.
Very iconic.
Right. As opposed to someone like Naoko Takeuchi, who I don't know anything she's ever done other than Sailor Moon, so I couldn't tell you.
All of her other projects have that same art style. She has a definitive art style as well. She doesn't have a ton of other projects, but besides Sailor Moon and Codename Sailor V, her other like short like one-offs from before that are a very, very similar style.
I don't think you have to tell Hunter that. He knows.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I appreciate the update.
He is our anime expert. I know.
Right.
Thanks, Mariana.
As you can see by the...
That's right.
Nothing. Not one bit.
Good news, Shannon. If you want to see different art that's not a Toriyama depiction in Dragon Ball Z, just go look at like half the episodes because they exported that shit to different studios and some of them are very bad.
Dude, same for Sailor Moon.
Cody was about to start a Stefan bit there. If you want to see more art, you've got to check out New York's Hottest Glove,
Dragon Ball Diamond.
Toriyama, Dragon Balls.
Dragons.
Balls.
Dragon Balls.
MTV VJs.
Fuck, what's MTV's his name?
Dan Cortez.
There it is.
I can't remember Cortez.
Yeah, so they did the same thing in Sailor Moon, Cody, where like you could always tell which episode had more of a budget because some of the episodes was great, the animation was great, and this episode looked like they were fucking Flash animations that someone did on Newgrounds.
Yeah, it's real bad. There's a run in the new Namek saga where there's like Vegeta with a fucking 7 head. At the widow's peak, the size of a goddamn mountain. It's bad.
Oh my god. Speaking of bad, we haven't really talked about this on the air, and I wanted to mention it because this is a shorter show, so we got about 15 more minutes. Mike Tyson is gonna fight Logan Paul.
Yep,
motherfucker, Hunter. Why?
I said it in the chat when it came up, and I'm gonna say it again. Is it too much to hope that they both $1 million baby each other? Like, is it too much to hope for that?
I like Tyson right there. I like Tyson enough, but sometimes even
shame that woman didn't.
I was about to say sometimes even I forget that he was convicted of rape.
Convicted.
Convicted.
He did that shit.
Now, according
30 something years ago, like it's been a long time, but it happened.
According to him, of course, it was just a somebody wanting clout, celebrity, and all that stuff, and whatever. Was Robin Givens, right? If I remember her name correctly.
I do not recall.
I think it was Robin Givens. So, real quick story for people out there. I work in a video game store, obviously, and I will tell. I'm not going to read it yet until I get this story out. It just appeared on this screen too. Okay.
Desiree Washington is the person you're thinking of, by the way.
Was it not Robin Givens?
That may have been something else, but the actual conviction was for Desiree Washington, an 18-year-old beauty pageant contestant.
Oh, that's even worse, man. So Tyson, he had a deal with Nintendo. Nintendo had an arcade game called Punch-Out, and when they decided to bring it to home consoles, they signed Mike Tyson as like the spokesperson. So a lot of people remember Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was only available for so long. Once the rape conviction happened and all that stuff, they re-released the game as just Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream.
Mr. Dream.
Yeah. So the Mike Tyson version of Punch-Out is actually a fairly bit rare. And then Tyson went to jail. He served his time. He came out. He made a quick comeback in boxing. I remember that first match he had against, Peter something. And he whooped the dog shit out of him.
Sure.
And there was Tyson had a bunch of fights. Then he bit Vander Holyfield's ear off. He became a laughingstock, and then he went full circle to now he's like a beloved person. And Tyson's a thing.
Peter what up, Jonathan? McNeely.
Peter McNeely. That's what it's. Peter McNeely. Peter McNeely, who by the way, go back to pizza. If you remember the fight with Peter McNeely, his manager threw the towel in, famously, yeah. And. Do you remember the Pizza Hut commercial with Peter McNeely?
I do not.
I swear to God, this exists. I didn't imagine this. So it was the stuffed crust pizza where they say you turn the pizza around and eat it stuffed crust first. So the commercial was Peter McNeely has the pizza with his manager. And as Peter McNeely turns the pizza around to eat it, he accidentally hits himself in the face and knocks himself out. And the manager throws in the towel. Imagine your fucking legacy is that Mike Tyson knocked you on your ass. And then you did Pizza Hut commercials where you get knocked out by pizza.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anyone would eat the stuffed crust first. How the fuck are you supposed to hold the pizza after that? I don't care how good it is. That makes no sense.
Makes no goddamn sense.
I don't get it.
Cody's got the commercial. Yep.
Don't forget, it's International Women's Day. That's why I posted Eggman up there. He is a feminist, it turns out.
Hold on, I gotta scroll up and see this real quick. Hold on. Is the doctor looks like an egg? His name is Robotnik.
He's a romanticist, a feminist, and a self-professed gentleman. Sadly, his charms are often difficult to spot.
Better than Wario.
Also, I have one. I have one for Lindsay. I need her to parse this out for me. They took that frog out of Animal Crossing back in 2003, and then on the second one,
Now it's the chair.
Do you think
move that horse around a little bit. Get that horse out of here.
Slightly disturbing, but okay.
Cody, I'm going to be honest with you. Can I be honest with you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I never beat Mike Tyson's Punch-Out or regular Punch-Out. I couldn't get past Piston Honda.
No one did.
Impossible.
Unfortunately, now it's probably AI generated, but there's a lot of people that have done it with like blindfolds and shit now, so...
Now it doesn't count. They have steroids.
That's performance-enhancing controllers.
Yes. Right. They've been using PEDs, those performance-enhancing drugs.
D-pads.
That's right. Yeah,
D-pads. Performance-enhancing D-pads.
They use the PED on the NES, and they beat the GAME.
That's right.
But it's fake.
It's not real. It's not real. Shannon, I don't know that I have either. I've made it to... So I'm trying to remember what the hierarchy is in that world circuit, because I know there's Super Macho Man, there's Sandman somewhere in that one.
I couldn't get past Piston Honda. I fucking hate Piston Honda.
I made it to the world circuit, but I've definitely never beaten Tyson. That's for sure.
I've never even fought Tyson. I think one time I might have gotten past Piston Honda once or twice, but like I never even sniffed Tyson.
I put in the code to face Tyson, and
I really bought into Nintendo's bullshit, Cody, back in the day. where my parents, I begged them for the power glove. And I actually had a power glove growing up because the commercial, they showed the guy boxing with Tyson with the power glove. It did not work that way. It was a, much like making love to me, it was a disappointment.
I got something for you.
Now the text only chat's blowing up. It's an honor with that five head. Yes. He was sure to let you know.
That looks like Vegeta.
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 Wasn't that a song? It was like Hava Vegeta.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nagila.
Yeah, that too. By the way, since we talked about it, without the widow's peak and some of those real bad episodes, that's how big the dude's fucking forehead is.
Good lord.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. Again,
I'm looking at that and I'm looking at Palpatine above and I'm like, who's the real one though? I can't tell the difference.
That boy's showing cinema on his forehead.
That's right.
It turns out that, by the way, on a totally unrelated note, that a lot of bakers are not very good at spelling.
Wow. Huggy me.
Huggy me.
Wait, why did you go with huggy when the word is huge? That's an actual word.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Hang on. They're still coming. It's the same thing every time.
Oh, no, that one's worse because it's got like an ellipsis after each one.
Yeah.
Why did they all so say huge not me? I don't understand.
When somebody asks me what I want for a birthday cake this coming year, this is what I want.
What's huge me?
Yeah. Damn, don't poison my brain with these ideas, Hunter. I get Emily a custom birthday cake every year. I can't be doing this shit.
Yes. You can do that or hit it with the congrats. You done it.
You know what, you two? Emily, I've got the door open. She's yelled from the stairwell. Yes, you can. Not knowing what we're doing.
She's
doing a bit from the show. You're not responsible for his health. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
In the chat, Derek Boxdorfer. But the bigger question is, why is Derek Boxdorfer not on the show?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Hashtag come on, get on the Derek Boxdorfer, get on the show.
The additional question is, when are Derek Boxdorfer and I going to start that new Lego podcast? Because I know he builds them. Oh, there's the
there's your thumbs up.
Turn that off.
I'll put it on the network.
But if I've got it, I'm going to use some polls. Yeah. There
we go. I'll put it on the network. We need new blood. Have you guys seen the lineup lately? Oh.
I have because it's me and you. I mean,
we can try to be funny.
On everything. Well, the people
well, Spotify.
Love their squalor.
That's what did Spotify say? I can try to be funny if you need me to.
So what it's doing is it has basically
said, I'm reveling in the squalor.
It's put in like the captions, so it does like voice to text as it's playing, and some of it's real bad. Like it doesn't pick things up right. It's at all.
Voice to text is never good.
It's those fucking thunder libs. So. 90%. All right, so 90% of the time. Oh my god. God damn it. 90% of the time when Jason Wells and I would talk, you know, CCW, when Jason was booking, especially 90% of the time, Jason would text me, do talk to text. So I would have to fucking decipher what Jason was trying to tell me. It wasn't good. And the worst was when Jason would post on CCW's Facebook using talk to text. That's not a good idea.
No, don't do that to yourself. I have a friend that is the same way. The boy is very articulate in person, but he cannot figure out speech to text at all.
Never works right.
He can't figure out his East Prairie accent. Either one.
Never works right. I've never understood. Speaking of accents, I've never understood. Kaz and I grew up in the same neighborhood. And Tanner, too. We grew up in the same area, same schools, same friends. Why the fuck do both of them sound like they just got done recording a session of Hee Haw and I don't?
You made it sound like Hee Haw is a podcast.
Well, good news, Hunter. PT85 Sports is dead, but Cody Sandusky presents Hee Haw is coming soon.
Cody's hee-haw.
Well, that sounds dirty as hell.
South and both
that
of you.
Dirty as hell.
And I don't sound like them either. So I don't know, man. I can't help you.
Lindsay sounds exactly like she's from Pennsylvania.
That's true. At this point, I don't think that I think at this point I've now lived more. I've spent more time living further out of that. Yeah, because I'm double over 18. So yeah,
you're double
age. I've lived farther away from. Well, that's true too. I have more years spent not living in New Madrid than I do having lived in it. So
I grew up in southern.
That going for me, I guess.
I was born in Ireland, but I grew up in southern Illinois. And then I moved to Cape Girardeau when I a couple years ago. But I've never sounded country, and Kaz literally sounds like he's from the Deep South. So I've never understood that.
Sometimes, yes.
Well, you say that, but then again, you go anywhere outside of like a 100-mile radius of here, and people will have opinions.
Yes,
it's not going to be that way.
I had an ex-girlfriend who the first time she heard me talk. Said, wow, you have such a thick southern accent. And I said, really? Me?
No.
I had another ex-girlfriend that told me I sounded like I was from New York. And I said, really? Me?
Hunter, I have to ask, as both of us coming from that industry previously, did you ever send off any air checks to like different radio stations for feedback or like to apply for jobs and get any feedback that you sounded southern? Because I did once.
No, so I had a fairly unique experience there. I worked almost exclusively. Well, no, I literally worked exclusively at the place that I interned. So I only ever worked in the one, you know, business, the one location, and I didn't have to air check for that in advance. The only time I never provided an air check to anybody else because I briefly, I talked to Withers about coming over there, and then Withers talked me out of that. They did a real good job of torpedoing that whole thing. We want you to come work worse hours for less money, but we think you're very good at what you do. Great. Then give me better hours and more money and we'll talk.
Coffee?
And that happened that happened twice. I don't remember if I told you guys that, but it wasn't just Kevin. Kevin did that for me with KGMO, and then they tried to talk me into going to work at Cody, what's the country station they have in Sykeston? What's it called?
B97.9.
B97. They wanted me to go work there, and I forget the name of the guy who had me come down there, but I came down there on a Saturday. We sat and talked for like an hour and a half at their station, and then after all that, he's like, so, I mean, I can't offer you what you're making right now, and I'm like, my brother in Christ, I'm not making anything right now. It's got to be better than this. It wasn't to drive to Sykeston every day.
So
I never sent any air checks anywhere.
We're at a point now where we could talk about your you and Cody both that you both worked in radio, right? We can mention that on the air.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we've been very open. We worked at Mississippi River Radio for a long time.
So I'm not going back.
Hunter, of course, was the host of The Fix on Real Rock 99.3. Cody also worked with mostly ESPN Radio, right, Cody? If I remember correctly.
I did the home stretch for 3 years as my afternoon drive time show, and I did play-by-play for sports across all IT for like 6 years.
Because, I mean,
I was the CIO.
I was like, as they say, Cody worked IT. I handled our part-time staff. I scheduled our part-time staff. I ran promotions for a while, so I did everything but sales at any given point in time.
I never worked in the radio business, but I have been on the radio numerous times. I did some voiceover work for Withers, and I was on Hunter's show once or twice on Real Rock 99.3. Yeah. But I did get an offer. I know Hunter knows the story. I don't know if Cody knows the story. Yeah. I did get an offer to host my own show on the radio once, but it was for a Christian radio station. The guy, he came into my store and he heard my voice and he said, I love your voice. Would you be interested in doing radio work? And this was when Hunter was still working for 99.3 and you were still working for ESPN Radio. And I said, yeah, because I was always jealous of you guys working on the radio. That's what I always wanted to do until Hunter talked me out of it. And
it was a good choice, I promise.
He told me, you know, like, yeah, you know, we got this. I think you'd be great on it. I said, sure, man. What do you got? And he handed me his card, and it was for a Christian broadcasting station. And I said, you don't want me. I will not be a good fit for your programming. I'm going to be honest with you.
Was it K his?
I don't remember. I'll be honest.
That's the one in around that area.
That's the one in Cape that was run by Cape First for a long time. Yeah.
All I know is I would have been the absolute worst fucking Christian broadcasting network host.
Or you would have been the best.
Or the best, right? Yeah, exactly.
That's a very binary system there, buddy.
I suppose that's true. Hey, really quick, let's give a shout out real quick to Christina Applegate. Yeah. We can just do that real quick. Yeah.
Let's do that real quick. That's for real.
And we'll give a silent shout out to Kirby Ray, who is annoying, but I still love him. So
I love Kirby. For all the times that I've been like, especially when I was working there, not even when, especially when I was like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy. He's going to drive me up the fucking wall. Kirby is, at the end of the day, he's just good people.
He is.
And he's always been very helpful and very kind to me, and I appreciate that.
As opposed to...
That said, I'm not going back to work there ever.
as opposed, though, to Fawn Riggin. You suck. Just want you to know that.
This feels like one of those where maybe even though it's been a while, I still shouldn't say anything.
You shouldn't. But I'll say it. Cody, she sucks.
You had to deal with her on the news. I had to deal with her at 4:30 a.m. for phone calls. Yeah, no, fuck that. Yeah, not my favorite person on the planet.
In that newsroom for a year.
I'll never forget the time me and Hunter, and I don't know if it was Price or if it was Asa or who it was, but we were recording... we were recording Pro Wrestling Unscripted at the station, and I think it was right before we started recording, Fawn walked in, and I freaked out because every time we went down to the radio station and recorded, I always assumed I was going to get thrown out. So
you always thought you were not allowed to be there. And like the very first time that you came into the very first episode of this show, we recorded at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, and it was like a 3-hour show.
We were in the back production rooms, Cody, back by...
Prod B, yeah.
Yeah, we used Prod A. We used the bigger one because there was more space in there, back by the commercial office. But we were there for 3 hours. We left at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I always felt like I was an outcast. So when Kirby came in, it wasn't as big of a deal because I knew Kirby. Kirby was a cool dude. Kirby liked me. But I had no affiliation with Fawn. So when she walked in, I never got an erection again. The moment she walked in, I stopped getting erections. It was hard, but I wasn't. Is what I'm trying to say.
I will tell you, and Emily would be able to vouch for this. What happens anytime we drive down I-55 towards Sykeston, and I see that billboard right before exit 69 with Fawn's face on it, just like I do with every Pentecostal church I see, I flip it off very openly. I yell "fuck you," and I just keep driving.
Why does it have to be that number exit? Why?
Right? No, excuse me. Yeah, I say that. That's the minor exit. It's exit 67, the one to Sykeston.
No, it better not be the...
the minor exit.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. There it is.
God, fuck you guys. Well played, but fuck you guys.
I mean, that word's been getting thrown around a lot on Tuesdays, so...
Oh, please. Yeah, no. Every time I have to clarify, M-I-N-E-R.
Which is also the spelling of this town in question. M-I-N-E-R, Missouri.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. I wish they had a Marcos. All right, Hunter. before we get out of here for the night, because this is the shorter show, obviously. Yeah. We just come in, we have fun, we drink. I should stop. I'm going to keep going, though. Hunter, if you could please read us off the names from that legendary Podzilla 1985 chat, which I'll be honest with you.
I will.
I am highly considering adding Dalton to the chat. Here's why.
Because literally everyone else is in there.
Literally everyone else is in there, and I've always felt bad about excluding Dalton from it, but Dalton and I hit a point where we were not on great terms. He was on great terms with me, but I was on not great terms with him, and I don't know if he realized it. But I love Dalton.
I tried to break him.
I will always love Dalton, so I'm thinking like, maybe I should include Dalton on this. I don't know. We'll see. We can give him the worst names of the worst, by the way. We never even talked about Jake Paul and Tyson, by the way. I guess wait for another show for that one.
I think the official party line is Hunter's party line. If they can both million-mile baby each other, I don't think the world will be a worse-off place.
No. I'll accept that.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
Hunter, go ahead.
All right, so Asa Gray's name is White Butt Boy. and that's where it starts. That's where it starts.
God damn it.
Cody Sandusky is 4,000 reptiles. Ethan is I meat sore. That's just a collection of words. That means nothing. My name is Beef Questions.
Beef Questions.
Yeah. Bob's Bob's is my favorite, and it's also the sponsor for this show, Horse Time Tonight, brought to you by Kellogg's Fruit Toast. Jesse is the $20 citizen. Lindsay is Thunder Libs, which was mentioned earlier. Kaz is supposed to be Mobile Meat Mobile, but you could read it as Mobile Meat Mobile or Mobile Meat Mobile.
Nope.
And Shannon is obviously the Doo Doo Turtles.
God damn you, Lindsay.
You said it last night. You went from being Willie's Chocolate Experience to the Doo Doo Turtle.
One it leads to the worse. Other. I blame a certain ex-girlfriend for that. I can't say her name because I should stop saying ex-girlfriends' names. So let's just call her Mariana for argument's sake.
Shelby is, and he discovers an elf.
I love that
Steven,
one.
Steven, before he was small bee children, I should mention, was Men of Our Past.
Men of Our Past, yes.
I'm going to skip one because Kurgis is Nebelogs, whatever the hell that means. And obviously Tanner, who left us earlier, is Chariot of Stank.
Yes. That's accurate.
I would like to point out that Mobile Meat Mobile is the unfortunately both canceled wrestling match that was supposed to happen to AEW Revolution and is also Big E's dream app to create on the App Store.
Yes.
Mobile Meat Mobile.
He loves the meat. Big, meaty men slapping meat. Real quick, Michaela says her favorite band is the Doo Doo Turtles.
You gotta get your better taste in music, friend.
Just throw that out there. Well, she likes Poppy, so I can't blame her for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for us tonight. We're gonna bail out of here. The recorded podcast. We will stay live for a few more minutes to talk to everybody. Unlike last week when I hit the wrong button.
Cut it off.
Tonight I'll hit the right button, I promise. So thank you for tuning in tonight. We hope you had fun. We had a lot of fun doing it. Go back and check out the week's episodes. Of course, on Tuesday, Hunter, we had a great episode of PZ85 Plays where
we
haven't got to the action yet, but we've had a lot of great world building and just having fun.
Oh, you've been in more action than you know. You just haven't fired that gun yet.
That's
not the same thing.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Mm-hmm. I recall. We've taken I don't know how to describe it, but we've taken an approach to this round that I'm really appreciating where, and I hope you guys are too, I think being able to shorten it down to, you know, hour to an hour and a half max for everything, no matter where we are at that time, finding any kind of bite-sized episodes in a way has worked out. I've been meaning to ask Cody if he's gotten a chance to listen to anything yet.
I've got to listen to the first couple episodes. I am a little behind, okay, but I do hope to share more with you soon.
I like Cody.
I want your feedback on there. I like Cody as well.
What a good man.
I value his opinion.
What a good man. Sorry about the Ghostbusters jokes.
That's the old-fashioned talking. No, you're not.
And then on Wednesday, we had a great episode of Extras and Epilogues, too. It's March Madness.
It was so good.
We did White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't, a racist-ass movie for a racist-ass podcast.
Jesus.
And next week, Cody, we want you to join us when we cover Celtic Pride.
Have you seen Celtic Pride, Cody?
If I have, it's been a very long time.
I'll send you the link.
A long time ago.
Yes.
I watched most of it today.
On Encore back in the day.
Let me give you a quick preview of it real quick of my review.
I mean, we can do something else. There are so many basketball movies.
I want to do this one because you follow up a good movie with a very mediocre one.
I've never seen it, so I'm taking it.
It's Damon Wayans back during that period, and Cody knows what I'm talking about. Damon Wayans during that period where he would take any role given to him. So It didn't matter what he did, he would take the role. Yes, Michaela, we are doing Space Jam.
Elf in every role at that point, too.
Yes, we're covering Space Jam for sure.
We're doing Space Jam.
Let's run what movies he did after 1990 forward. Look Who's Talking To, The Last Boy Scout, Mo Money, Last Action Hero. He showed up as himself.
Wait, he was in Last Action Hero?
Apparently, he was in Last Action Hero as himself, and I do not remember that bit.
Look, Blank Man is a staple of cinema. That should be given out to people when you move into certain neighborhoods.
Jesus Christ. Major Pain, which I love dearly. A meat cromulent, a movie as there can be. And then you hit with the triple header in 1996.
There it is.
Celtic Pride.
Yep.
The Great White Hype.
Great White Hype.
And Bulletproof.
Dalton actually messaged me. He's seen Great White Hype, and he's also a big fan of it. It's such a bad movie, but I legitimately love Great White Hype. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Great soundtrack too. Bone Thugs and Harmony is on it. Shoot 'Em Up is one of my favorite songs. I forgot about Bulletproof. I watched that when it came out. I actually watched that back in the old days when you had to rent movies off of TV. You remember that?
Oh yeah.
The two movies I remember most from that is Bulletproof, and do you remember the movie Broken Arrow with Christian Slater and John Travolta, I think? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible. But Samantha Mathis is in it, so I'll forgive it. Movie. Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about White Men Can't Jump on Wednesday. It's a great film. Go watch it and go check that episode out. Last night, the episode will be posted here in a second. We did After Dark. We talked about five of our favorite things that make us laugh. And it was a good time. We had a great time with it. And then, of course, tonight is the joyous sounds of horses enjoying their time together.
Braying in the distance.
Well, I can see from the fact that my vision's getting blurry that it's time to call the episode off. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, for myself and for Double H, for Lindsay, for Cody, for Tanner and Kaz. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week with all new episodes. If you're in the live chat, of course, hang out with us for a few more minutes. We'll be on here just talking some shit. And if you haven't enjoyed the live chat, what's wrong with you, idiot? Go to facebook.com/podzilla1985. We do this live every Friday. I think it's Friday still. Yeah.
Yes. A few more hours, even.
Okay. Well, I guess Maria would too. That's it. We'll see you guys.
You're gonna be able to help me load the car up tonight, are you?
I will help you with any loads you want.
Jesus Christ! End the show for fuck's sake.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.